The federal government will have to rewrite its bill banning foreign political donations after a parliamentary committee recommended major changes. The legislation had been widely criticised by charities and not-for-profit groups who feared they would be curtailed from any advocacy under the legislation. The government says it's willing to make changes in order to get the bill through Parliament, but charities say the committee's recommendations don't allay their concerns and that the legislation should be withdrawn altogether. Here's political reporter Melissa Clark.
Unlike many other countries around the world, Australia allows political donations from foreign sources. The federal government put a bill to Parliament to ban foreign donations, a principle that has cross-party support. But the legislation sought to ban foreign funding of any political expenditure. Charities and not-for-profit organisations were aghast, saying that the ill-defined term political expenditure would mean any aid groups with international links would be limited in either the money they could receive or the public advocacy they could undertake. Liberal Senator Linda Reynolds chaired the parliamentary inquiry that heard their concerns.
We have made recommendations that the bill be clearer about what is included as political expenditure so that we can make sure that charities who are not engaging in political campaigns are not impacted.
But the committee hasn't offered an alternative definition of what constitutes political expenditure, just that it should be amended.
That still does give the government scope to discuss it further with the charity sector and also with other senators.
However, it hasn't been enough to assuage the concerns of the aid sector.
We think the bill still needs to be withdrawn, properly consulted on and redrafted.
Mark Purcell is the head of the Australian Council for International Development.
The committee has made some good recommendations, but it doesn't go far enough.
He says charities and not-for-profit organisations need to be excluded from the legislation altogether.
We're simply trying to get better public policy.
Green Senator Lee Rhiannon was on the committee and says even with major changes, the legislation would curtail the activities of aid groups.
What's become clear as we've analysed this bill is that there's massive overreach here. The government argues that they just want to ban foreign donations, but it limits civil society.
The federal government says it's willing to consider all the amendments and, provided nothing in the redrafting causes the opposition to change its position, the ban can be expected to pass Parliament. Aid groups say that's bad news for democracy. Linda Reynolds says it's democracy at work.
I think this report is a great demonstration that our Parliament still can and does unite on important national issues.
Liberal Senator and Committee Chairwoman Linda Reynolds ending that report by Melissa Clark.